Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Friday, October the 28th, and today, oh man, hopefully everybody can hear me okay, and today, my brothers and sisters, we want to wrap up the series again. Well, not wrap it up, we want to continue with part five. Again, I want to thank everybody so much for joining me. We want to pick up where we left off on yesterday's show, where we was talking about this whole physical and the psychological effects, and we touched on, but we didn't really finish up talking about the whole ideal of accelerated aging as one of the physical attributes of this ideal of that when you maintain a certain mentality, it produces a certain reality. So whatever your mindset is, it's going to manifest in your body. And so the way that you can tell where a person is at mentally is just, all you got to do is just look at where they're at physically. So if I want to tell how somebody is doing mentally, all I got to do is look at their body and look at their surroundings and look at their possessions. So people who have a poverty mentality, just look at their surroundings. People who have certain dispositions. But the question is why? We're talking about the psychological effects of worldliness and religion and how it affects us mentally and how it affects us physically. So when we talk about two things that we want to discuss today is the spirit of entitlement that comes with the psychological effects of being attached to lust, pride, and the cares of this world, and also the psychological effects that comes with being attached to fear, doubt, and unbelief. Now, this is very important because people who suffer from extreme poverty and people who suffer from or who experience extreme wealth, according to modern psychology, both have the same disposition. I find it very, very interesting that somebody that can grow in an environment where they have everything that they want, so to speak, given to them or handed to them, yet they suffer. And then people who have nothing and they suffer. So people who have nothing grow up with the ideal that the world owes them something. And people who grow up with everything, they grow up with the ideal that everybody should continue to owe them something. And both of these comes, or both of these mentalities are a result of a psychological reality that says worldliness is great gain. And so the Bible talks about friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. And this manifests inside of the body in the form of different chemicals that we've been talking about, and the biggest and the most important one is this ideal of what we call the fear response that we mentioned earlier. Now, we talked about predictive programming on the last show. We also talked about cognitive dissonance on the last show. We talked about the disease of dehydration. And so everything that happens in your body pulls water out of your body. Now, we mentioned the fact that psychologically, when you have a ruling disposition, and this ruling disposition says, now remember, the Bible talks about in 1 John chapter 2 that if you love the world, and it's very important because it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So we're talking about something that is called love. We're not talking about liking. We're not talking about hanging out. We're talking about love. So we have to understand what that word means. And in the Greek, it means agape or agapeo. So agapeo means to entertain, enter something and tame it. Now, this is important because there's a lot of different types of love. So the word agape means a social, moral sense. So we're talking about, remember that we talked about that all people who suffer from the things that I've suffered from, they go through, and I went through all three of them, sociopath, psychopath, and then now I'm on my life path. So those are the three paths that everybody's on. Right now as I'm speaking, you are on one of those paths. You are either a social path, you are either a psychopath, or you are on your life path. Now, there are effects. Lust, pride, and the cares of this world put you on one of those paths. Let me say that again. The world is what we call tradition. Tradition is what we call religion. Religion is what we call rely on. So religion teaches you to rely upon something outside of yourself. And so when you do that, it causes a cognitive dissonance. It causes what we talked about yesterday. Remember, we talked about double speak. We talked about double think. And I gave you many examples throughout the Bible of what we call double think. Now, double think is holding two opposing ideas in your head and rationally saying that they are true. Double think. Everybody suffers from double think. Now, the degree that you suffer from double think is the result of the effects of how long you've been attached to the world or religion. Now, remember, the world, worldliness, and religion is the same thing. Don't believe me? Read Romans chapter 7. It says that the flesh wars against the spirit wars against the flesh, the two are contrary to one another. Now, what does that mean? Well, that simply means that we live in a world of duality. Don't believe me? You got a left brain and a right brain. You got a left hand and a right hand. You got a left cheek and a right cheek. You got a left lung and a right lung. You got a left knee and a right knee. You are dual. We all are dual. It's called polarity. So the law of polarity states that for everything that goes up, it must come down. For everything that has a left, there must be a right. For everything that is rich, there must be poor. So everybody's bipolar. So now I feel good when people tell me that I am bipolar because I know it's a gift. Because I read what the scripture says, as we read in part three, where Paul asked God to take this thorn from him three times, and God says no. But do you remember why God says no? He told him no so that way he would not become conceited. Because of what? What made him conceited? 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. He says, because of the surpassing great revelations, therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I have been given a thorn in my flesh. This thorn is a message of Satan, a messenger, an angel, an angelos, bent light. We all have that. You have it and I have it. And you're trying to get rid of it. Brother and sister, let me humbly, respectfully submit to you that you embrace it because that keeps you from getting the big head. Why do you get a big head? Because of the great revelation. I can find information that other people can't. So what does that make me? Does that make me some kind of a guru? Well, if I didn't have this thorn in my side, I would. For example, next series we're going to talk about the fornix. So the fornix is a part of the brain. I triple dare you to go to Google and type in fornix, F-O-R-N-I-X. Now, the fornix is a part of the brain that looks just like a monarch butterfly. is where all of the programmers go. They access that part of the brain to mind F you or mind control you. They did it to me in the military. When I went to the police academy, when I went to the corrections academy, they use 5 techniques. Every cult, most churches do the same thing. Now, nobody teaches it. Nobody knows it because you learned it in school, in grammar school. Because grammar school is grammar. It's grammar. It's grammar. It's elementary school. Everybody went to elementary school. Elementary. El means God. Mentory means mental. So the mental God, who is that? Thought. Who is thought? T-H-O-T-H. His name is Dehuti. Who's Dehuti? He's called the Green One. He's all in Egyptian. He got many different names over many different years. Where does your thoughts come from? They come from him. Now, I hope you don't believe me. I pray to God you don't believe me. I wouldn't believe me. I didn't believe myself for 20 years. But unfortunately, I got something called facts that results in fruit. Now, everybody got faith. But how many people got facts to go with their faith? Are you willing to take a bullet for what you believe in? I am. Are you willing to take a bullet for your belief system? Because I don't have a belief system. I have a knowing system because it's based upon experience. So I've asked God because God takes you through the experience of something before he gives you the knowledge of something. So I got mind elf. So I said, okay, how did I get mind elf? Now my mom got mind elf. So how did my mom get mind elf? So this runs in my family. So my mom died. She was murdered because she was in a cult. Now, I did the exact same thing that my mama did. Why? It's in my brain. It's in my genes. So this is my lot. What is yours? Your job is to understand how you are wired, not nobody else. You got to study to show yourself approved. And notice it says with fear and trembling. Notice the Bible says, why are you looking at that speck in your brother's eye instead of that beam or that boulder in your own eye? So fornex is short for fornication. So the word fornication comes from the word fornex. Now, we've been taught about this thing called fornication, but we've never been taught about this thing called the fornex. And so if you don't understand it, this is how you get psychologically mind-elfed. And what happens? You walk around with an entitlement spirit like I got. You think the world owes you something because you had a bad childhood. Really, dude? Get over it. Everybody had a damn bad childhood. So let's look at this whole psychological effects of having a child, a bad childhood, or have bad stuff happen to you. At least in your brain, it was bad. You see, everybody believes what's on the label. Nobody looks inside the book. See, we've been lied to, my brothers and sisters, and the reason that we've been lied to, because what is the evidence? People tell me all the time, it doesn't affect me, dude. And I look at their life and I say, no, you're living a life of somebody who has the psychological effects of what I am discussing. And you say, no, I don't have those psychological effects. So why do you expect somebody to do something for you that you should do for yourself? Why do you have cognitive dissonance? Why do you believe in a system that is totally opposite of what you are living and what you are saying? Why do you have double think? Why do you have two opposing belief systems at the same time? And how do you manage those opposing belief systems? If we don't ask those questions, my brothers, we don't get no answers. And then the biggest question is, why are you, when I was in my 20s, there's a picture of me when I was a young minister at the church, and there's another picture of me in my early 20s. I look older than I do now. Why did I look older when I was in my early 20s than I do now and in my 50s? Because of accelerated aging. The physical effects of worldliness and religion is advanced aging, accelerated aging. We call it my old soul. Now, you go to any a lot of places, they have tradition over truth. Now, there's nothing wrong with tradition, as long as the tradition and the truth are the same thing. But a lot of places, they are not. It's your job to pimp the game. Now, why does the body accelerate? Because of this thing that we talked about yesterday. It's called entheogen. Now, people ask me all the time, Doc, why do you exercise the way that you do? Because when you exercise, as I talked about on yesterday's show, when the only time that you experience a connection with God is when you exercise at this rate to activate the God gene or doing a sexual intercourse between two people that are in love, because God is love. He didn't create love. He is love. So a orgasm creates an organism. So there are two things that are happening. Your larynx and the female vagina looks exactly the same. Please don't believe me. Please go to Google and type it in. I've posted pictures on Facebook over and over again. Your voice box, because it gives birth, because words create things. The woman's vagina, because it gives birth. Birth comes out of the vagina. Birth comes out of your larynx. Both of those, my brother and my sister, have what is called the pineal gland. In the female genitalia, there is a pineal gland. In the male genitalia, there's a pineal gland. In your brain, there's a pineal gland. So as above, so below. So whatever is below the waist is above the waist. Let me say that again. Whatever is below the waist is above the waist. I can send you picture after picture. We're going to break it down in the next series. And so if you got a head problem, it's because you got a sex problem. Because sex magic is what this universe is based upon, contrary to popular belief. Now, God is love. Let me make sure we're all on the same page. God is not a mystical figure in the sky. He didn't create love. He is it. So you need to tell me you are in God, but you don't love nobody. You don't love. You've never experienced love, but you love God. It's not possible. That's double think. I don't really understand, if you can understand, the mental capacity to accept two contrary belief systems at the same time. How do you do that? I'm an expert of it. I've been doing it for 50-plus years. And so that comes from what? Number one, unrealistic demands. I have unrealistic demands. Everybody knows unrealistic expectations and misplaced dependencies are the two, all problems come from those two things. You go somewhere, you expect something to happen, that it is not going to happen, so you get pissed off. Unrealistic expectations. Number two, misplaced dependencies. You putting your dependency on somebody else. Now, I'm depending up on you. Man, why am I asking you to do what I should do for myself? Because I got a spirit of entitlement. Where did it come from? Where did this entitlement come from? Because I grew up in an environment, and this environment made me feel, because, again, it made me think. So my thoughts create my feelings, and my feelings create my actions. So it's unrealistic. Number two, I feel sorry for myself. So just self-pity. What is self-pity? Self-pity is the idea that because you contain the characteristics that you have, you deserve to be treated better. And so instead of becoming better, you become bitter. It's better or bitter. See, I've been choosing bitter all my life. I'm not doing that no more. I'm choosing better. I'm going to make my life better. I'm not going to wait and ask somebody else to help me. I'm going to do it my damn self. Get my ass up and go to work. Do something to improve my lot. Because why? Otherwise, you sit around and you become a bully. You become what I do. You become a master manipulator, and you become ruthless. You become egotistical. You become a liar, and you go around and becoming a lion. You become a liar instead of part of being a tribe of Judah and becoming a roaring lion. You become a roaring liar. You become a royal liar instead of a royal lion. Number four, spirit of entitlement. It's a result of having a psychological mindset that is been attached to this world. So you got lust. You want stuff, but you ain't got the energy to go get it. So you just sit there and you say, I want it. I want it. I'm going to steal it. I want it. Oh, I'm going to manipulate somebody. I want it. I want it. I'm going to lie. I'm going to cheat. I'm going to do anything because I got lust. I'm not going to sit down, come up with a plan that's legal and moral and go out and get it the right way. No, I'm just going to lust. And then I'm going to have pride. I'm going to walk around. I'm going to have my chest stuck out because of the fact that, you know, God made me black. And so since I'm black, I got melanin in my skin. So I researched some stuff on melanin, and now I think I'm God's gift to the planet. Oh, I got melanin, so I'm going to, you know, hey, these fools walk around. That's fools walk around saying that. Melanin makes them gods. Really? What you do to get it? You didn't do nothing. So pride, notice what comes before the fall. It didn't say lack of knowledge. It didn't say no devils or no demons. Pride. Pride comes before the fall. What is pride? Pride is knowledge. That's why knowledge is the most dangerous thing. You see, information without transformation leads to deformation. Let's overstand. Information without application leads to duplication of the existing information. Let's overstand. Okay, I'm spitting a bunch of facts. So you write these facts down, and then you go home and go to sleep, and you're going to forget them. So you're not going to apply them. So you just deformed yourself. You ever seen somebody who's deformed? So as I speak, I am creating thought form beings. That's why the larynx looks just like the woman's vajayjay. I'm giving birth. Right now, I'm giving birth. But every word, you know what the Bible says? You got to give an account for every word that you speak, because I am giving birth right now. And so God's going to hold me accountable. He's going to say, dude, you gave birth to this, and then you didn't take care of it. So I got a lot of verbal kids running around that I ain't freaking taking care of. God's going to hold me accountable for that. Same thing with the physical kids. If I got physical children, I should take care of them. If I don't take care of them, then I am not a good man. I am not a good father. So I can't be walking around calling myself the Patar, which is short for the Peter. Now, I don't know if you really want to get into this, my brothers and sisters, but we need to understand that, again, there are people who don't understand that they are psychologically mind F, and so they are a sociopath, and they don't know it, or they are a psychopath, and they don't know it, and they need to get on the life path. So in order to succeed in life, I believe in going in any length. In other words, means justifies the ends. That's the result of an entitlement spirit. So entitlement spirit go to extreme lengths at any expense to do anything that entitles them to whatever the reward is at the end of the tunnel. They don't have the ability to put themselves in time out and have delayed gratification. They need it now, and they're willing to do now. In some instances, it's good. That's the problem. The most successful people in the world are sociopaths. Every CEO that I've met of a major corporation is a sociopath, because sociopaths are highly trained killers in the art of dark magic. It's called social engineering. It is the language of innovation. They come to you, and with technology and innovation, they tell you, this is the latest and greatest thing, brother. Come on over here. And the same thing that the enemy did to Yahushua, he took him up on a mountain. He said, if you bow down and worship me, if you come over here and work for my company, give me the best years of your life, I will give you all of the kingdoms of the world. Is that not how they tempted Jesus? How do you think they're going to tempt you? Same thing. What they're going to use to tempt you? Innovation and technology. Technology, having a 400-page book. Technocrats, that's the modern-day demons. Technology is demonology. Did it up a little bit. Change it up. So when we're talking about, again, the psychological effects, two things stand out. Advanced aging, accelerated aging. Why does your aging accelerate? Because of dehydration. Why are you dehydrated? Because of cortisone. Why you got cortisone? Because of stress. Why do you got stress? Because you watch TV. Or you listen to Donald Trump and Hillary, and you believe that the world's coming to an end. Now, is the world coming to an end? Don't know. Don't care. Why? I don't got nothing to do with that. So I'm only gonna focus on my little bubble and what I can do in my little bubble. And so I got to do things that produce dopamine in my body, that produce serotonin in my body, that produces melatonin, that produces endorphins, and that produce entheogens, and that produce oxytocin. And the word entheogen, remember we talked about it yesterday, E-N-T-H-E-O-G-E-N. E-N means to go in, theo means God, G-E-N means genes. So it means the genes of God put in your body. There's only two things that releases that chemical in your body. Two things. Do you know what those two things are? The only way to activate the God gene in your body, according to science and according to the Bible, where's the Holies of Holies? When in the Holies of Holies, I used to love that song by Ken Henry called the Holies of Holies. Take me into the Holies of Holies. How do you go into the Holies of Holies? Now, thankfully, by the grace of God, that's one thing that my mom taught me is how to pray, how to get into the Holies of Holies. I don't need no music. I don't need no Reverend Dr. Bishop. I don't need no church. I don't need no building. I don't need nothing. Because the Bible says, be still and know. Everything on this earth vibrates. Can you point to me one thing, including myself and you, that doesn't vibrate? Please, can you pray? I read this great point, and this is important. Because at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, the only thing that matters is you and the quality of your life. Because one day you're going to wake up and your life is going to be over. And I'm going to ask you one question. See, when they bury my black behind in a box, they're going to put on my tombstone, "Here lies the fool that tried everything." Because trust me, I did. I've tried everything. And guess what I've learned, my brothers and sisters? My greatest biblical character. Now, you guys know, why is it that all of the biblical characters in the Bible, they don't have no last names? Now, I'm just saying, why does nobody in the Bible have a last name? We don't know their last names. We put it that way. Not that they don't have them, but we don't know them. Because everything that happens outside of the body, I can prove to you that happens inside of the body. What does that mean? Don't mean shiznit. All it means is that what Jesus said is true. Jesus said, "I only teach in parables." Jesus said, "I never teach unless I teach in parables." Could somebody explain to me why in Matthew 23, Jesus said? Now, Paul says a lot of good shiznit, but I don't follow Paul. I'm sorry, Paul's a good dude. No disrespect. But I follow Yahushua. And I don't follow Constantine's Yahushua. That's a big version. So somebody, like that video by Brother Polite on Facebook floating around, where he's going out, "F Jesus, bomb Jesus, Jesus is blah, Jesus ain't done shizness, Jesus is blah, blah, blah." And everybody's like, ooh, that brother, what is wrong with him? Blasphemy. Are you listening to what Brother Polite is saying? Do you even know who Constantine Messiah is? Cannot throw the baby out with the bathwater without investigation. Condemnation without investigation is the kiss of death. If you want to guarantee that you are going to suffer from psychological dis-ease and physical dis-ease, is to dis something without even investigating. Now remember, discourse and intercourse is the exact same thing. Discourse is verbal sex. Intercourse is physical sex. You do both of them. But do you do both of them in love? If you don't, you will suffer from the psychological effects of worldliness and religion. I'm not talking about something I read of a book. Everything I teach, I did. I only teach experience. I don't teach theory. Now, I used to, and then I found out it doesn't work. I cannot teach you anything I myself have not experienced. So I am not going to teach you how to swim unless I know how to swim. So I got in the water. I figured out how to swim. Now I can teach you how to swim. See, I've lost 30 pounds in 30 days. So when I get up there on Facebook and I tell people how to lose 30 pounds in 30 days, I didn't read it in a book. I've cast out demons without doing it the way people say. What did I do? I did what Jesus did. Jesus said the same thing that he has done, we shall do. But there's more than one Jesus. There's more than one God. Don't believe me? Please read Judges chapter 10, verse 6. I triple dare you to read Judges chapter 10, verse 6. Then call me. 210-290-5927. Then read Judges chapter 10, verse 6. Before you try to debate with somebody, man, please get your shizness together. That's what Brother Polite is saying. And that's the same thing I'm saying. Unless you know the definitions of the words that I am using, we cannot even have a conversation. Because you talking Greek and I'm talking Hebrew. Come on, man. You will suffer from the psychological effects, and it's going to reek in your body, and I know it because I can see it, and so can everybody else. So how do we get rid of it? Well, we're going to continue with the last two. Say this is part five, talking about how to overcome. Now, remember, we talked about and we defined worldliness, the most important piece of the puzzle, because everybody's going to say, oh, worldly. The Bible says friendship with the world, and we broke down that word friendship. It means fiend. Now, you got friends, right? I don't have no friends. No friends. Now, you don't feel sorry for me, because all your friends you got, you ever look at the definition of the word friend? Has anybody looked up the definition of the word friend? If you haven't, let me save you the time. Just like I don't need nobody to tell me, bless you, brother. Don't bless me. Has anybody look at the definition of the word bless? Anybody? Yeah, I don't want nobody peeing on me. I don't want nobody being Satan to me. The word friend comes from the word fiend. Drop the R, F-R-I-E-N-D. Remember, the word world, W-O-R-L-D, is the word. Just take out the L or the Lord, W-O-R-D. Well, friend, if you go down to the bottom of the page, you will see that the word friend comes from the word fiend, fiend. Isn't that interesting? Everybody's got friends. And the word friend actually means free fiend. F-I, there's no R, F-I-E-N-D. So what is a F-I-E-N-D? Now, we're talking about the world. Friendship with this makes you an enemy of God. What is the word F-I-E-N-D? Anybody? Let's end with this. Now, we started with this. This is part five. We still got a few more parts to go. Let me get the correct pronunciation because you guys know, you know, my English is not that great.
Fiend. Fiend. Fiend.
Fiend. That's what your word friend means. It means Satan, the devil. It means an evil spirit. It means a demon. It means a diabolical person. Now, I don't know about you. Please don't tell me, Brother Will, I am your friend. You ain't my friend. I don't want you to be the devil. Now, you may want to be the devil, but I don't want to. I got rid of the devil. So when somebody says, man, I am your friend, obviously they don't know what the word friend means. Because so what you're telling me is you want to be the devil in my life. You want to be an evil spirit. You want to be a demon. You want to be a diabolical, cruel, wicked person. Is that what you're telling me, brother? Is that what you're telling me, sister? So we walk around. So the Bible says friendship. What is the word ship? It means a vessel. It means an ocean-going vessel. What's your body made up of? 80% water. So if I know the devil has to manipulate your water, and he comes in the form of a friend. The Bible talks about the enemies of the, of your enemy of your last day will be those of your own household. What's your own household? It's not your physical house, brother. It's your brain. So your brain is your enemy. But what's in your brain? It's called a monarch butterfly. It's called a butterfly effect. So in the next series, the next pay-per-view series, we're going to be breaking down social engineering and the monarch butterfly. We're going to break it down fornication, the fornix, and we're going to talk about the holies of holies. We're going to break down the real tabernacle because the Bible says, do you not know that your body is the temple, it is the tabernacle of the Ruach, the Pneuma, the Holy Spirit? And so why are you looking for a building out there? God is trying to do a building in here. My name in Hebrew means Bethesda. The word Bethesda means builder of the temple. What have I been doing all my life since six? Taking up for people that are less fortunate than me. How do I do it? I just encourage them. What do I do? I walk the two of them and I say, hey, man, it's going to be okay. That's all I do. I am an encourager. That's what a life coach is. But why? That's my gift. That's my niche. That's my purpose. That's what I'm called to do. So that what if somebody come up to me and say, Brother Will, I don't like you, brother, as long as you do that. Well, since I'm wired, since I am predestined, since I am created by God to do that, we got a problem. So you are wired and designed by God to do something, and if you're not doing it, you're going to suffer from the psychological and the physical effects of being attached to the world instead of attached to God. And God is not a mystical person in the sky. He may be. I don't know. But all I know is God manifests himself on this earth in the form of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. So if somebody comes up to me and says, brother, I serve God, I'm going to watch them. Do they got love, joy, peace? Now, is anybody perfect? Of course not. Catch them on a bad day, they don't look like God. But at least if I follow you around with a hidden camera, can I find enough evidence, according to the definition of the word faith? Faith means that I got enough evidence to convict you of the crime of being you. So you say you are a man or woman of God, right? That's what I say. That means I am a man or woman of love. So if you follow me around with a hidden camera, can you find me doing random acts of kindness all day? Ooh, yeah, okay. But I'm a man of God. I used to be a licensed and ordained preacher. I used to walk around with a collar on, slapping oil on people's head. I love, man. Come on, man. I'm a man of God. But I hate everybody. Cut me off in traffic, man. I follow you home and beat the snot out of you. But I'm a man of God. I got love. But God is love. Do y'all see the picture? Am I the only one? So we live in a world that's full of religion. Everybody got a freaking belief system, and ain't nobody got no damn love. Everybody want to kill people. It's isn't it interesting that your religion empowers you to kill, which is the total opposite of love? That's called double think, the mind elf. No, this is not a game. There are religions that teaches people to strap bombs on them, walk into a building, and blow up women and children. And they're doing it in the name of a deity. And they say that that deity is a deity of love. Yeah, I got a problem with that. So my brothers and my sisters, tomorrow we continue with part six. We've been talking about the problem for five shows. So tomorrow we're going to talk about the solution to this thing. We got to talk about, man, how do you turn your body into an alkaline state instead of an acidic state? Because you try to do it with your diet and taking in water, that doesn't work. It's your brain that makes you acidic. It's the fact that your body is releasing cortisone in it. Your body is releasing glutamate. Your body is releasing adrenaline. Your body is releasing lactic acid. Why? Because of the psychological effects of living with a mindset of fear, doubt, and unbelief, and the psychological effects of living in lust, and living in pride, and living with the cares. Brother Will, I thought caring for people was good. And caring for the wrong people will get you killed. Trust me, I'm not reading it from no book. You better be careful, brothers and sisters. Everybody that pulled along beside you is probably trying to be your friend, a.k.a. your fiend, a.k.a. Satan, the devil, a evil spirit, demon, who is diabolically coming up with a cruel way to mind F you. I'm just saying. My brothers, my sisters, this your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.